कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा जनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवेचाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवेचाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव कुंड की नमचर श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवास्ति गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की श्रीमद्भागवतम की प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड करम करम चल पकड़ दो श्री कृपा सिंधु दिए विचार कटी तमाम पावन दिए वैष्णव दिए नमो नमः सो द टुडे पर्पट इज वेरी वेरी लॉन्ग सो प्लीज बेयर विथ मी एंड आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट ओनली वन पर्सन टू रिपीट द टेक्स्ट इफ दैट्स ओके फ्रॉम मेन्स एंड वुमेन्स साइड ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर टू सॉरी कैंटो टू चैप्टर थ्री टेक्स्ट 21। बारहा परम पट्ट किरीट जुष्ट बारहा परम पट्ट किरीट जुष्ट मप्युत्तमांगम न मे न मुकुंदम शावो करौ न कुरुते सपर्याम हरे लसत् कांचना कंकनौचवा Somebody please repeat from my side. Anybody?
Bhagavaram patta kirita jushtam
Bhagavaram patta kirita jushtam
Apyuttam angam namane mukundam
Apyuttam angam namane mukundam
Ladies, please.
Bhara param patta kirita jushtam. Apyuttamangam naname mukundam. Shavau karau na kurute saparyam. Hare lasat kanchana kankanava.
Baraha.
Baraha.
A great burden.
Param.
Heavy. Patta. Silk.
Kirita.
Turban.
Jushtam.
Dressed with.
Api.
Even.
Uttama.
Upper.
Angam.
Parts of the body. Na.
Never.
Namit. Bow down.
Mukundam.
Lord Krishna, the deliverer.
Savau.
Dead bodies.
Karau.
Hands.
No.
Do not.
Kurute.
Do.
Saparyam.
Worshipping.
Hare,
of the personality of Godhead,
lasat,
glittering,
kanchana,
made of cord,
gold,
kankanao,
bangles,
va,
even though.
Translate and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you everybody for coming. Translation, the upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead Hari. Can we read the text translation together again? The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is also a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead Hari. As stated herein before, there are three kinds of devotees of the Lord. The first-class devotee does not at all see anyone who is not in the service of the Lord, but the second-class devotee makes distinctions between devotees and non-devotees. The second-class devotees are therefore meant for preaching work, And as referred to in the above verse, they must loudly preach the glories of the Lord. The second class devotee accepts disciples from the section of third class devotees or non-devotees. Sometimes the first class devotee also comes down to the category of the second class devotee for preaching work. But the common man, who is expected to become at least a third class devotee, is advised herein to visit the temple of the Lord and bow down before the deity, even though he may be a very rich man or even a king with a silk turban or crown. The Lord is the Lord of everyone, including the great kings and emperors, and the men who are rich in the estimation of mundane people must therefore make it a point to visit the temple of Lord Sri Krishna and regularly bow down before the deity. The Lord in the temple, in the worshipable form, is never to be considered to be made of stone or wood. For the Lord in his Archa incarnation as the deity in the temple shows immense favor to the fallen souls by his auspicious presence. By the hearing process, as mentioned herein before, this realization of the presence of the Lord in the temple is made possible. As such, the first process in the routine work of devotional service, hearing, is the essential point. Hearing by all classes of devotees from the authentic sources like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is essential. The common man who is puffed up with his material position and does not bow down before the deity of the Lord in the temple, or who defies temple worship without any knowledge of the science, must know that his so-called turban or crown will only succeed in further drowning him in the water of the ocean of material existence. A drowning man with a heavy weight on his head is sure to go down more swiftly than those who have no heavy weight. A foolish, puffed up man defies the science of God and says that God has no meaning for him. But when he is in the grip of God's law and is caught by some disease like cerebral thrombosis, that godless man sinks into the ocean of nations by the weight of his material acquisition. Advancement of material science without God consciousness is a heavy load on the head of human society. So no one must take heed of this great warning. Heed of this great warning. That common man, if he has no time to worship the Lord, may at least engage his hands for a few seconds in washing or sweeping the Lord's temple. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the greatly powerful king of Orissa, was always very busy with heavy state responsibilities, yet he made it a point to sweep the temple of Lord Jagannath at Puri once a year during the festival of the Lord. The idea is that, however important a man one may be, he must accept the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. This God consciousness will help a man even in his material prosperity. Maharaj Pratap Rudra's subordination before Lord Jagannath made him a powerful king. So much so that even the great Pathan in his time could not enter into Orissa on account of the powerful Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And at last, Maharaj Pratap Rudra was graced by Lord Sri Chaitanya on the very grounds of his acceptance of subordination to the Lord of the universe. So even though a rich man's wife has glittering bangles made of gold on her hands, she must engage herself in rendering service to the Lord. Om Akyana Pinyamasa, Jnana Anjana Shalaka, Chakshu Vendri Kandiyana, Kasma Shikaravana. I offer my obeisances to Guru Maharaj and all of you who are just like my Shiksha Gurus. And I'm very grateful to each and every one of you for your time. And all the audience on the internet, please bless me so that I can speak something of value. So it's very nice that we read about Maharaj Pratap Rudra in this purport. Because just 8 days ago was Puri Rath Yatra. And here Prabhupada nicely says that it's burden only. Without bowing down our head to Krishna, it's only a shrama eva hi kevalam. And Maharaj Prataparudra, he was so absorbed in thinking of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya kept on rejecting his request for meeting. He kind of also insulted him once. How can I meet such a materialistic person? And then we see that during Rath Yatra, King Prataparudra did the menial service of sweeping in front of Lord Jagannath. And just doing that service to Lord Jagannath, although he was a king, he served, and he got so much benediction. Right away, all the devotees blessed him so that he could massage Lord Chaitanya's feet. Not only that, during the massaging his feet, he could start with the Jayatite Dikam, Srimad Bhagavatam Gopi Geet, the Antava Kathamrutam, you know, following into the, and Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic. And he got, and this is like a culmination of devotional service. Just by that simple service, I don't remember how many times I have swept the floors, but that at least increases the desire to do that service. There are a couple of devotees here who do that service regularly, and really all glories to them. Just menial service. If we are not doing that menial service, maybe we are considering, or any other menial service, we are considering ourselves as a lord of, you know, what I survey. So menial service is so important. Yeah. And otherwise, and anything, any opulence, anything we have got on our is burden only. It's like having whatever wealth we may have earned, it's like having all the zeros without that, having that one Krishna in the front. I heard this story a few times when I was growing up in India, that there was a big, huge war, and the king went and fought very well for many days, and the war was going on, and finally he won the war. The opposing king was big, famous for a jewel he had. He got this famous jewel from the opposite king, and he went and he presented it to his wife. And the queen accepted it, and you know, pleasant. She seemed so pleasant. But what happens next? In few days, the queen gave it to her bodyguard because she was tired of king always being away on different fights, and he was hardly ever there. And naturally, he was her secret affair or something. And the bodyguard knew that he would lose a job unless he carries on whatever that was. But he really loved his chaste wife, and he gave the diamond to her. And I don't know how many chains of succession it goes on, that story. But finally, it came to a devotee who offered it to a sadhu. So in our case, we can say probably a Pakka ISKCON devotee finally got this jewel. And he offered to our Shishir Radhe Shyam. And they only can really enjoy that opulence. So whatever opulence we may have, we are definitely going to lose it while living. And every time we are going to give something, it's probably gonna pain, or it's going to cause some detachment, could cause some grievance. So this. Another way to remember to always offer obeisances in front of deities and start our day with thinking about Krishna. And it's not just that this purport is applicable to us, but Prabhupada is saying that we should invite those non-devotees and those people who may not come to the temple with us. We also hear that Lakshmi Sahasrashata. So millions of Lakshmis are sweeping in front of Lord. So these menial services are so important. I'm going to start also mention about today's Rath Yatra. It's Ulta Rath Yatra, or also known as Return Rath Yatra, or Bahuda. Would you like to hear about it? There's a 14-page booklet published by Madhavananda Prabhu. And I have tried to summarize it in just few paragraphs for you. Is that a yes? Yes. Silence, yes? Okay, thank you so much. I was afraid you would say no. He's a disciple of His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj. And he asked, many devotees ask how we are to understand the Ulta or Bahuda, Return Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. If Gaudiya Vaishnava state that we consider the Gundicha Yatra as ecstatic emotion of the residents of Vrindavan taking Krishna home, then how do we understand this return Rath Yatra? Moreover, we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya observed it. He participated in it. So, shall we participate in it? What do you think? What is your opinion?
Yes.
We should? Okay. Should we pull the Rath Yatra ropes? Okay, so according to Madhavananda Prabhu, after a lot of research, the answer to the second question is no, that we should not pull the ropes. Lord Chaitanya didn't do that. And then he goes into very beautiful pastime of entire Rath Yatra. He said to understand the answer, we should go into the pastime. Oh, thank you for answering that. I'm really grateful. We should go into the pastime of Rath Yatra a little deeper, he says. Actually, the Rath Yatra festival starts on Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi. This is also a festival of Rukmini Harana or Rukmini Vivaha. This event takes place in Lord Jagannath's temple, and Lord Jagannath's cloth is tied to Goddess Lakshmi. So this marriage takes in great pomp, and boy, the marriage problems come up later. So then, this beautiful pastime is happening, newlywed. Everything is going really sweet and happy. And then Snana Yatra comes. And we all know that Lord Jagannath goes in quarantine. So for 14 days, his newlywed wife, Lakshmi Devi, she totally nurses the Lord day and night. She is taking care of all his bhoga. She's there to fan him, to take care of his bodily needs and everything else. She gives him company. And she's exhausted, and she falls asleep. What happens after she falls asleep? Lord Jagannath unties the cloth, and he goes quietly to see his girlfriends, Radharani and Vrajagopis. And we have the most ecstatic festival of Rath Yatra. We distribute prasadam, we have so much joy in pulling the Rath Yatra ropes. And then when Lakshmi Devi gets up, first she gets in sulky mood, then she doesn't eat anything, then she finally really gets angry. Why did my husband leave me? Newly wedded wife. I was taking such a good care of him. And the next thing she does, and he took Subhadra with him, my sister-in-law, you know. How could he not have taken me? And then she goes to Vimala Devi for counseling. She gets the womanly advice. It happens in all marriages, I guess. Vimala then offers magic churna or powder to Lakshmi, which she says will help restore your husband's intelligence. And the following morning, on the fifth day, Hera Panchami, which is Hera means to behold, and Panchami is fifth day, Lakshmi Vijayotsava takes place, which means that Lakshmi Devi goes to Sundarachal or Gundicha. She goes towards it, she doesn't go inside. And then her associates break Lord Jagannath's brand new cart. Now imagine husband and wife fighting and wife breaking a brand new cart. Have you heard of something like that? So it even used to happen long back. There's a precedence. In her angry mood, Lakshmi then goes into the temple to see her husband. And there is this exchange between her servants and Lord Jagannath's servants. And then Lord Jagannath's servants say, oh, you know, actually he went against his will. He didn't go on his own. He totally went against his will. And then Lord Chaitanya... So now back to Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, back to Chaitanya Charitamrita. If we read Chaitanya Charitamrita here, after Hera Panchami, there are discussions going on. Lord Chaitanya asks Sarup Damodar and Srivasa Pandit, how come Lakshmi Devi, you know, such a good devotee, how come she became angry at Lord Krishna? You know, Lord Jagannath was enjoying the opulence of Vrindavan. You know, the flowers and this. And It says that Swarup Damodar here is in the mood of Vishakha. And Narad Muni, like Srivasa is in the mood of Narad Muni. So Narad Muni is also known as Kalalavi Narad Muni, or one who starts sweet fights or arguments. And they argue about Lakshmi's opulence versus Radharani's opulence. And during this time, there are sweet exchanges going on. There are sweet verses quoted, and that puts Lord Chaitanya in lot of ecstasy. And this is from C.C. Madhya Leela, text 243, chapter 14, text 243, 244, 245. So, here we read that Lord Chaitanya started dancing when he heard that Radharani's jealousy. First he hears about Lakshmi's jealousy, and then he hears about Radharani's jealousy. And this is, I believe this is still on Hera Panchami, although it doesn't say which exact date it is. Because between Hera Panchami and today, the return Rath Yatra, there are 3 to 4 days depending on the moon tithi. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu heard these discussions about the pure transcendental mellow of Srimati Radharani. Absorbed in her transcendental ecstasy, the Lord began to dance. Dancing many hours later. You know, he honored a prasadam in a little bit between, and then again he came back with devotees and started dancing. While dancing absorbed in Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in her very form. Seeing this from a distance place, Nityananda Prabhu offered prayers. Can you believe seeing Lord Chaitanya dancing as Radharani? It would have been so beautiful. And after Rath Yatra, ecstatic Rath Yatra festival. And all the devotees were exhausted. And Lord Jagannath, next day, Lord Jagannath tries to start Rath Yatra, some say after 2-3 days. And that Lakshmi Devi is there nearby, and he goes to see her. He goes from Gundicha to her apartment. And this ceremony is called Lakshmi Narayan Bhet. And there, the king, I believe Pratap Rudra, or king of Orissa, acts as a kind of go-between marriage counselor. Again, another incident. And he shows Lakshmi that her husband has returned. See his cart. And then Lakshmi Devi circumambulates. And the next day after that, Lord Jagannath comes in Shuna Vesha. And this is the Bahuda Ekadashi. This is the Ekadashi Mother Mukhya just announced, coming on Sunday, in which Jagannath puts on the new sulky, puts on the golden Vesh to pacify Mother Lakshmi Devi. So this is the pastime of Ulta or Bahuda Ekadashi. Usually we go from the class, the text, the purport, and then we come to the significance of the day. But since this is Ulta Rath Yatra, I'm going in opposite order. I hope you enjoyed that pastime. So now coming back to the main focus of the purport. So here, the significance, Prabhupada is quoting about, this comes again and again, this topic in Bhagavatam. He mentions who is a Kanishta Adhikari, which is a new devotee, also known as neophyte, who may not understand difference between devotee and non-devotee, and just treat Lord with respect, but not necessarily others. And then Prabhupada really focuses on the second or Madhyam Adhikaris. And Prabhupada also really focuses on the need for preaching. I was trying to read Bhajan Rahasya for this class, and it was kind of a bit overwhelming for me. So then I was reading this book called Legacy of Love. Do you know about Ladini Devi? Ladini Devi from New Vrindavan. So I was thinking it will be nice to see her transition, how she went from a new devotee to an advanced devotee. So Ladini was Ladini came to Detroit temple. She didn't really first wanted to come. She came with her husband, somehow started reading Gita and chanting. And then she got into the service of washing pots. she started liking devotional service a little bit. And then it's like tadvidhi pranipatena, how Prabhupada says, you first come to the temple, bow down, and you know, slowly you go, come to the platform of second class devotee. And she would not say no. She would wash pots, even when once there was no water, no heat, no soap. There was a stormy night, but she would never say no. She would do the service. She was disturbed by the sound of killing and crying the cows, and she asked Prabhupada, what should I do? So pariprashnena sevaya, asking sincere questions to spiritual master to advance. And Prabhupada said, just remember Krishna. Yes, these disturbances will enter your mind. You know that you'll be disturbed by sounds of cow killing, which is really horrible. But this madness of materialistic life, but remember, you're not, the process is always to remember Krishna. By preserve, just be persevering, Prabhupada said, and go on chanting attentively, and all these temporary manifestations will come to pass. And later, she moved from temple to temple. She went from Atlanta to Miami. She would notice the differences. Like one of the temples, the mood was quite opposite to Detroit family kind of mood. There were already so many arguments between Matajis and Prabhujis. And she didn't change anything. She didn't change her attitude. She respected everybody. And she tried her best to unite the devotees there too. And she moved on to another temple because they were going around to see different temples, and wherever the service was asked, she would go. Then later she came to New Vrindavan. Just before that, she wrote to Prabhupada. So first letter was about not being disturbed in the mind. This next letter is about really thanking Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, 1,000 times. My life is yours to do with as you wish. Please accept it. And soon she was in Philadelphia, and then when she would observe the deities, then that relationship really started. So one of the next advancement is we have real relationship with the deities. And it said that she would, while chanting, she would be gripping Jagannath with her eyes. And she would sway back and forth, and for 4, 5, 6 hours. And there seemed to be a reciprocal exchange between Lord and her. And later, for 3, 4 years later, Mother Srilavati said, Ladini had even started looking like Lord Jagannath. So, and Prabhupada said, I want to thank you 100 times for the excellent way you're worshipping Lord Jagannath. I can see from the color photographs you have sent. And he said, from my childhood, I was also worshipping Lord Jagannath. So I was really meditating on this, how devotees are advancing. Wouldn't it be nice if our spiritual master wrote us a letter that I was really happy with your service. Of course, there are so many disciples now in ISKCON, and it's grown so much. But we can take this letter when we read, and we can, it's my understanding again, that we can take it as a thank you to ourselves too if we are doing some service. And the point being how I can advance. Maybe you're already so many advanced devotees, but these reading these pastimes really gives me a real hope how to advance on a practical level. We read Prabhupada's books, but unless we see the living examples, we may not know how to advance. She also used to go on a book distribution. And there was one other devotee he recalls. So there was a gambling going on. You know, horse races, there's a lot of gambling, there's a lot of alcohol, and everybody is just betting. That's complete mode of ignorance. And this devotee was happy because he was getting a lot of money. And he said, how's it going to Ladini? And Ladini said, it's amazing. And so he observed what Ladini was doing. You know, was she going for book distribution or money or what? So she would go pass through. And people would say, hey, who is going to win? And she was so charismatic and full of confidence. Nitai is going to win. And they were like, what? And they would talk to her and they would come to know who is Lord Nityananda. Or they would take a book from her. And they would just really get into the philosophy with simple two words. Then once, as you may already know, the police arrested her on Sankirtan. So she was doing book distribution, and you know, as we know, there are a lot of people who get arrested. And one time she got arrested, and she goes, you must arrest them as well. And the police goes, whom? Them. Dolls? No, them. They are Gornitai. You must arrest them, because I'm here because of their order. I'm here on their order, I'm with them, they are distributing the books, I'm just helping them. And you know, the policeman actually arrested Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. So here is this police touching the deities, believing in the personalism that deities can, like we're reading in the text, that deities are not just stone. When we have so much love and devotion, not only us, but others can also understand that. That the deities are deities, they are living beings, like Radha draws drawings here, and all the girls. Such a beautiful drawings. And I was thinking yesterday, yes, Krishna does appear in these drawings. They are so real. And then regarding Ladini Devi, if Radhana Swami recalls, how the second class adhikari, you know, goes on preaching. And he's very equipoised, equal to everybody. So she preached to princes and kings in Africa with equal love, attention, and devotion. She taught to newcomers and all the devotees around her. She taught little Sonia how to make garlands with the equal care. So imagine your sister-in-law. How one can be equal? I'm going to be same with a sannyasi and a sweeper. You know, it takes a real devotion. And once she was told by another devotee that you cook so much. I'm sure you're not. She's cooked so much. She's not cooking for deities. She's cooking for herself. She never complained. She came to know this. She never complained, and she never made her plate unless and until someone else made a plate for her. Many months afterwards, that person had to leave, and then Ladini would honor prasadam. So never complaining, and just, you know, whatever is whatever someone else is saying is Krishna, you know. And she did these austerities, and she would pray for others. So if somebody said, pray for my son, you know, she would do pray and do another austerity and say, Lord Balram, Balram, she said, pray to Balram. He gives very easily. And she would pray to him and say, I'm doing this austerity because I want to pray for this Mataji's son. And she would do it. I mean, I pray for others, but it's just like lip service. But this is real, real devotion. This is what first class devotee does. And then later, and now she's still, you know, advancing in devotional service. It's so beautiful to see that. You almost want to cry. So she went to India, and she used to do everything else but give classes. So this has been many years. She has done transcribing service. She has done so much preaching and otherwise, you know, book distribution. But she has not given a class. She used to read sometimes for 8 hours a day. And so Radhana Swami started Bhagavatam class, played Radha Madhava. He read the text, read the purport, and then said, today, Mother Ladini will give the class. And he just started walking out. If you have been to Radha Gopinath temple in Chaupati, he went outside and down the stairs and outside to the gate almost. She followed him till there, and he said, no, he didn't say nothing. He just never looked back, and he just walked very fast away. So she came back. She took the mic. She said, I cannot sit on Vyasasan. Please bring the mic to me. And then they brought the mic. She opened the book. So much humility that I don't know how to give a class. And then Maharaj said, she gave the most awesome class. I spoke, I came back 30 minutes later, and it was just overwhelmed. whelming class. Everybody was absorbed in it. And then he sat for that class and it went on. And then Maharaj says this very important line. That was the most awesome class. And then she never stopped. She just got that taste of preaching. Like a kshatriya when he smells blood. He just goes wild and can't ever give it up. A preacher, when they get the taste of preaching, it just overwhelms their heart. It was so sweet to hear read this. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami said, she is one of the greatest sources of living spiritual inspiration that I've experienced in this lifetime. It was like she was a character right out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And yet, the same Ladini wrote a letter in 1980s. It's not mechanical. It's so personal. This devotional service is so personal. Krishna wants to give us everything, but we are so slow to absorb. One small candle can burn down an entire fortress. One enthusiastic devotee, one, can inspire the masses. And we hear, so many of you have started one yatra, one country. And this process is so powerful, so dynamic, but the devotees are not going deep into it. And then Maya comes with her army of obstacles and allurements, and there is no higher taste to combat. Letter from Ladini to Yamuna, February 23, 1980. And then this our Ladini was taken away while preaching. And she said that, she would not, she did not want it to see any other Vaishnava being hurt in front of her. And she took the bullet on herself first. But my point coming back to this 1980s letter and a question for discussion is that, I'm no Ladini. So many faults are there in us. How do we really advance? How do we come up with these obstacles? How do we, Prabhupada says again and again, complacency. And I was wondering if anybody would like to say anything about it. How do we avoid complacency? And another thing I wanted to ask you is, to please Ladini, to please Lord Chaitanya, if you wanted to share any tips about preaching, because it goes hands in hand. If you're preaching, like Prabhupada says in this purport, if you're preaching, then there is less chances of you'll fall down because you'll be in the fire of devotional service. Is my question a little clear?
Could you repeat it?
Sure. How do we advance? How do we not become complacent? How do I'm no Ladini, we read, but how do we really try our best?
Bhagavatam 11th canto says, Parasparam anukatham pavanam bhagavad jasa mita tusti mita roti nibrite mita atmana. Association of those who are very strong in their determination and their going forward, progressing, their association will inspire others. In the material world, there is nothing actually inspires devotional service, but the association of those who have dedicated their life. Their association brings the conversation glorifying Lord. Then mitaroti, a natural attraction is born in the heart. Then mutual respect and service attitude, as it develops, it literally pulls out the devotee from the material realm to spiritual domain. And then the journey is over from the material world. So association of those advanced devotees. And they are within Alachua. It's not like somewhere in the books or somewhere. We just have to know their symptoms. They say that six, who was that? Other day we had a discussion online. yeah, Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, many examples. The sixth way we can see if we draw our happiness. Daily sadhana, if we are drawing happiness. Siddhanta, understanding, conclusive truth. Mm-hmm. When we hear Prabhupada's lecture or Prabhupada's book, mm-hmm. are we actually happy to hear? Mm-hmm. Not just hearing, just mm-hmm. are we happy, experiencing happy to hear? Then sadhacha, mm-hmm. am I disciplining my life that will affect others and merciful to others in that sense? So on that conclusion, there, those devotees association definitely remove the complacency.
So let me ask you another question, everybody. So I may hanker for advanced devotees association, but what if they don't want to associate with me?
There's a Bhakti Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says three ways you can go. Mm-hmm. Try to see what that devotee is interested in, what kind of service it does. Mm-hmm. So you try to participate in that service, it will draw the attention of that devotee. Okay. And you can pray also to the Lord, to Prabhupada, for that devotee's softened heart. Because yes, I agree with you. Rupa Goswami Pad says, Svajatiya Svasnigde Sadhu Sangha Satobare. Sadhu Sangha has to be Svajatiya. One who has a similar goal, similar sadhana, then automatically it will be. Mm-hmm. You read in the purport today, Prabhupada, I think, mentioned three times at least, I heard, I could be wrong, that Madhyam Adhikari is for preaching. Madhyam Adhikari will inspire. Madhyam Adhikari, Prabhupada repeated that. Even he said, Uttam Adhikari will come down to Madhyam Adhikari. Isn't it? Right.
Yes, yes.
When is Hira Panchami?
It was for 3-4 days ago. Three-four days ago, Panchami. Today is probably Naomi or Naomi, probably.
Why are we not supposed to pull the ropes?
Why
are we not supposed to pull the ropes? Of
Lord on the Bhagavan? On the way back, for the return Rath Yatra only, Prabhu. Sorry if I was not clear. Okay. On the way back, we are not supposed to pull the ropes.
Why?
Because Lord, this is taking Krishna back from Vrindavan. He's already in our hearts. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
In the heart,
yeah.
To Vrindavan.
Yeah.
We don't take him out.
Yes,
Prabhu? Because Gundicha is actually Vrindavan, right?
Yeah.
So they're taking him back to Lakshmi, so they you don't want to pull the ropes.
Neelachala,
back to Lakshmi. Even though.
But you observe with awe and reverence.
Even though it's a good thing, but still, it's because of Radharani. Yeah.
So it's also compared to Akrura taking Krishna away. And that's why Lord Chaitanya, that may be the reason, if the booklet doesn't say that clearly, but that may be the reason Lord Chaitanya appears as Radharani. Chaitanya Charitamrita says he appears as Radharani in that festival.
And one more pastime.
Yes.
Even when it's related, because when Krishna was in Dwarka, his chief queen, Rukmini, he was in the palace, and at night Krishna was saying, Radhe, Radhe, and in his sleep, and Rukmini's saying, and he's crying, and Rukmini's saying, well, why? He's crying, saying, who is this Radhe, and why is he crying? He doesn't cry for me. Or say my name, and.
Very well. Thank you for your comment. Would you like to give any other advice on how to advance?
I have a question. What happened after arresting Gaudika? I mean, they got arrested. Then what?
They immediately were released.
What?
They were immediately released. Gaurnitais were arrested, and they were immediately released. I don't remember the exact details. They're in the book. You can borrow the book. So, yes, sir. Thank you. Yes. I was looking forward to your question.
I have a question actually on pulling back Jagannath, Ulta Rath Yatra. So, you know, another way of looking as is, you know, I'm just being with Krishna. Wherever he is going, I'm just, you know, helping him. So, if somebody thinks that way, you know, if he is going that way, you know, I'm pulling him that way. If he's coming this way, I'm pulling him this way. So, what do you think about it?
Now, Uttarat means actually going back to Dwarka.
Yes.
Prajavasis are not interested to go outside Vrindavan.
Radharani even said, listen, Chaitanya Chaitanya. Annera ridaya mana mora mana brindavan bane mane eka karimani. This is in Madhulila Chaitanya Chaitamita. So Prabhupada gave a nice purport that Radharani spoke to Krishna. Annera ridaya mana mora mana brindavan. The other's heart and the mind are separate, but my mind is Vrindavan. If you are really merciful to me, show your greatest mercy by coming to Vrindavan. That was the meeting first. Mm-hmm. And then in the backyard, there is a whole palace made by Uddhava in Kurukshetra, where Krishna came and then they brainwashed him. Who is your father? Vasudeva. Mm-hmm. No, Nanda Maharaj. Who is your mother? Devaki. No, Yashoda. So there was a whole brainwashing, and after that they put him in the chariot and they pull him out all the way back to Vrindavan.
Thank you, Prabhu. To answer your question, you can pull the ropes on Rath Yatra like Prabhupada did. On the way back, you can distribute books like Prabhupada did instead of pulling the ropes. Is that okay?
Thank you, Prabhu.
You see, we're not worshippers of Krishna, we're worshippers of Radharani. And so, we don't want to go away from Radharani. We want to assist Krishna to go to Radharani, we want to. So, whatever pleases her, so we don't do that because that's not pleasing her. That's another way to see it.
Thank you so much for that comment. I was shocked to see Lord Narayan in Alachua temple. I was like, what happened to... There were used to be a Krishna Balram temple. Painting there. Vishnu or Nara?
It's a Poitagao Krishna.
No, he has four hands.
I know, but this Poitagao Krishna, who manifested that form just for Radharani's intensity, power. Because when Radharani met...
But Radharani seen him.
Yeah, when Radharani met, this story, if you go back, Pushkar Prabhu can tell you more. When Radharani met, Krishna could not hold four hands.
Yes, yeah, so she is looking at him.
No, she's not looking. She's looking at Prabhupada.
Krishna will lose four hands, only two hands more.
Ragatmika Prabhu, when will you give the class? I hope that story inspired you to give a class.
No, I was just thinking that. You are talking to this Mother Ragatmika. She's talking to you.
When will you give the class? And any other advice to preach or advance? Any other comments? Anything online? Okay, thank you very much.